Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
News reports continue to emphasize the disparity between blacks and whites who are stricken by and who are dying from the coronavirus. The headline over the weekend read, "Deadly for Blacks, Asians." It's being reported that black county residents are being hospitalized at a disproportionately high rate compared to their white, Hispanic, and Asian counterparts. A Southern Nevada Health District official is quoted as saying, quote, "The large difference in death rates between races raises the question if we have enough access to care for our vulnerable populations," end of quote. But also in the reporting is the fact that nearly 4/5 of those killed by coronavirus in Clark County have been age 65 or older. Another important fact is that men have accounted for nearly 2/3 of the deaths, even though they make up just about half the county's population. What's important about all of this is where the emphasis is in the reporting. Do we have enough access to care for our vulnerable populations? The answer is that more than likely we probably do have the required access. Questions that have to be asked are people taking advantage of the available access, and are underlying conditions the cause of disparity in those affected by the epidemic? First, let's look at the access. Given that Asians register a higher death rate than do blacks, Hispanics, or whites, one could assume they don't have adequate access, but that's just not the case. There are neither statistics nor any reason to believe Asians don't have the access to health care, or nor do they not take advantage of that access. Now, while men counted for nearly 2/3 of the deaths, there's no reason to believe men don't have as much access to the health care system as the other half of the population. So sheer numbers do not tell the story about who has access to the health care system. Are people who have access to health care taking advantage of that access? It's been documented that for whatever reason, black Americans are often more reluctant to seek medical attention. It's not certain as to what those reasons might be. But if the case is that health care is accessible and is not being sought, the question has to be asked why that may be the case. What about the issue of underlying conditions? Black residents could be seeing elevated infection rates because they have a higher rate of underlying medical conditions, such as heart disease and diabetes. But these various underlying causes go beyond heart disease and diabetes. There are also the issues of hypertension, overweight, and smoking. Many of these issues are very much found in various black communities. When asked about the differences between deaths in men and women, Health District Medical Investigator Dr. Vint Krauschar says, quote, "It could also be due to lifestyle factors," end of quote. Most reports highlight that people who have died after contracting the coronavirus have, in fact, been affected by these various underlying conditions. These underlying conditions might be more pronounced in not only the black community, but in men and those over 65. It appears people who are younger and don't have those underlying conditions have been able to weather the illness when it hits them. The question is not whether we should have sympathy or empathy for groups that are hit harder during the crisis, but whether or not we should be paying even greater attention to those who have these underlying conditions, and perhaps whether our focus should be honed in on them. This might give us an opportunity to protect all of those who might be much more vulnerable and who should be given special attention. Again, not based on race or ethnicity, but on one's physical health. It only seems as if this is reasonable common sense. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.